Welcome to another edition of the B.A. Soils Kettlebell Holistic Healing Hour. Grab the bells, grunts, and groans. Combination of both, because it's actually my YouTube show here, where we usually go for about 25 minutes, and it's usually encompassing a lot of topics, hopefully, within 25 minutes that migrate out, filter out to my podcast shows and my YouTube channel here, of course. And today I'm going to start out with trying to a little bit catch up cycle. I'm doing pretty good. I'm actually trying to stay ahead of everything. It's all self-inflicted, and I love it. This is my bucket list for retirement. So all these enrichment programs that I'm doing that I talked about in former shows, those of you that joined the show that know these subjects, thank you. Ubiquitous audience, one and all. That's what I do here, start to lay out the formats as best I can, because I do the shows daily times three. So lots of times I pre-tape and all of that, of course, and in-studio guests and what have you. Case in point, and it's a subject I've talked about. It's life, and it's like anything. The dentist, the plumber, the butcher, the baker, retail shop proprietors, whatever. Anybody that books appointments, mechanics, whatever, especially right now. Booking out in advance, you know, basically a week to two, with no aspersions to anybody, is, you know, a week to 2 weeks, sometimes a month, can be tough for everybody. And, you know, 3, 5, 6 months out, it's a good thing to be booked that far in advance. It's a blessing. But both sides of that proverbial table, of course, life gets in the way, or there's going to be reschedules or outright cancellations. That happens, right? If you had a dentist appointment or whatever you want to equate it to, you have cancellations, it's nothing personal. It happens. And then time of the year, children, school, responsibility. Lots of people, as far as my podcast show, that come on as guests, not only they're doing whatever, their books, their professions, their wares that they're coming on to talk about, lots of times they're doing that job, you know, 8 to 5, 9 to 5, burn the midnight oil, what have you, while they're promoting the books and trying to do their own podcast shows and all of the above in some instances. So myself being retired, I still part-time market share at two of the three shows. One is in income faction market sharing potential for CTFO, Changing the Future Outcome, for those of you that may not know what that is or what it stands for. It's a health and wellness wholesale shopping club. I'm a happy client, 5 years plus, and I'm very much about to, at the time of this taping on October 5th, I don't know, like the 14th, have what would be, if I could still do math, let's see, my 65th. What was AutoShip changed to SmartShip, same thing, different name, of their products. And I've tried all their products, and as they waned down from what was an 86 product categories of everything, because they are financially solvent, so they did have the wherewithal to be able to do that, but as the technology, the exclusivity of the 10X Pure and the 10X Pure technology, we're now at 26 products and counting. For those that want to market share and for those that are health and wellness conscious, we talk about those things there. Then the other potential income marketing share that I share that opportunity, but I'm also a happy client of, is 7K Metals. I call it BA Sales Coolest Collectible Coin Club. It's not a club per se for me, because I'm doing it solo. It's for my own collection. And I highlight one of the things I'm doing is the state animal coin, USA state animal coins. And again, at this time frame, at the October 5th, at this taping, it's kind of synonymous with my CTFO order. They're within days of each other. One has nothing to do with the other. It's just a coincidentality of, they call it the auto ship. And it's also very much a reality because it's based around my I'm on fixed income now and I'm retired. So it's embraced around my income. So when I do generate part-time dribs and drabs, and it's due to effort. This is no complaints or anything like that. When I say very part-time, now having said that, I talk about them each and every day. So I entitled those shows Maine, for the state that I resided, M-A-I-N-E, Mentor Moments, in business and in life. And at this juncture, being retired and doing all these podcast shows, it's my way of giving back with a blessed career, more so blessed with the individuals I was blessed to jump into the land of giants that I've talked about when I said bye-bye to corporate America way back in 1995. It was a bunch of BS then. So that's another show, and many shows archivally. These are the types of things that we talk about. I talk about lots of subjects here. Meditation, food for the mind, the body and the soul, Reiki. I just did some articles about them, and that's one of the other things I wanted to squeeze into this episode. How are we doing? We're up to 6 minutes. If you're still there, God bless you. And I will be here for probably 20, 25 minutes. I'm revisiting trying to get back to staying a little bit more consistent on my schedule of writing blogs, but there was a point in time, long ago and far away, when I was a sole proprietor and did all these things. I actually authored a blog for pretty much the better part of 8 years, pretty much every single day back then. Now, I still do blogs. They're a lot more sporadic than from, you know, that time frame years ago for different reasons. Having said that, I want to revisit blogs, and I'm starting to try to write more of them to coincide with my subject matters, because I do my shows, podcast shows, daily, five years running now, you know, three separate shows daily. So I want to try to stay fresh with subject matter. And, you know, I'm not a gifted broadcaster or whatever. It's not necessarily my forte, but I do serve a purpose as a conduit. And I always kid around about myself being the porcelain junction box as it pertains to the neurofiber highway and the coherence meetings that we have on Tuesday that I'm a guest at, led by Seth Leif Brzezinski at freedomsnap.org, one of the many intuitive groups that I'm in, and we're trying to get the 100th monkey there, and there's a peripheral following, and Seth has a huge following on many factions of his life and business endeavors and his book and so on and so forth. And there's other intuitive groups that we're also trying to change mindsets of old broken down systems that are obviously proving their points worldwide right before our very eyes. That's about the legacy of the future. So I talk a lot about my granddaughter all the way up since we were blessed, all bias, of course, 16 years ago, official now, about a week or so ago, Sunday, passed, that she's sweet 16. And I've talked about her from my years of doing these shows, broadcast, one point in time, naming a business after her, in support of animals in that vein. And she actually helped me out as a kid and did some videos and took some videos and still shots at the Animal Refuge League that we supported and so on and so forth, and taught her about worms and how to do composting. These are the subjects that I did in life. Jacob Molly, I was teased from the old Christmas Carol, but I really was Jacob, literally and figuratively in some instances, with the chains around my neck, and I kid a little bit. Actually, I try to kid a lot because that's, in and of itself, my humor might leave a lot to be desired, but you can do your own humor because it's good medicine. It releases endorphin. Whatever does make you laugh or crack a smile, try it sometime. Your face won't crack. And, you know, dopamine, endorphins, it's a good thing. Something else we'll talk about. So I'm doing pretty good staying ahead of jumping around the mulberry bush as pertaining to guests on my podcast show. We had a little dilemma on scheduling today. It kind of was on myself. I think I actually submitted a little bit of a confusing email. And I talked about this in one of my shows that, and it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. Hey, I made a mistake, you know, but I'm up around the clock anyway, by choice. And I talk to a lot of people in so many time zones, literally around the world. So sometimes, and you know how I forget things, sometimes, you know, when it's really my Wednesday or whatever, and it's almost midnight, it's there tomorrow and whatever, or it's not yet there today, I get a little bit. So it was a confusing email. I think I probably said my day before thinking, and, you know, the old adage, assume is true. As for we humans, we all have that same body part. You know the old adage about assume. It makes an ass out of you and me. It's a joke, but it's true. And opinions, everybody has one, the old adage. And if we're human, everybody has one, and we all have that same body part, right? Old jokes. So interject levity. We're going to continue to do that. I'm going to catch up on blogs, getting back to my points about podcast hosts. Well, co-hosts. I'm the host, but they're co-hosts. They're my guests. As they come in now booked on paper through February, one of my earlier points in this and how we doing, we're at 11 minutes. Life, cancellations, changes, rescheduling, what have you, for all those aforementioned reasons as well, business, pleasure, appointments, they do their own podcast shows, whatever. So I have another scheduling guest, the one that we had a little bit of a situation today. If it happens tomorrow, great. That was when it was originally scheduled for, and it was kind of my bad on the curveball. And I believe she'll be there tomorrow, and if not, we'll reschedule, and it's all good. Now, as we get closer to the end of this year, we're in the fourth quarter. It's like 3 months away now, whatever, a handful of weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it equates to now as we speak. I used to be able to do that math too, but, you know. So, as we near the year end, not to rush it, but I just talked about we're broaching the holiday season, especially here in the Western culture. I don't know if Halloween's a holiday season, but we jump in full bore with the sugar, sugar, sugar season. Now through the holidays, up to and including all the way next year as it becomes Valentine's Day, the nemesis for weight, diet, health. So we'll continue to talk about all those categories with my guests where applicable, that's their expertise and what have you. Now jumping back, because that's what I do with my damaged brain, to my blogs, I do have about five drafts, and I believe I've released two, and there should be another five out there pretty soon. So I'll be doing more degree of frequency with the blogs. And those are all encompassing about workouts for geriatrics, one of the shows I do, about health, nutrition, meditation, all of the multi-subjects that I do. And I was blessed to have a wonderful career in, long ago and far away now. I retired as a sole proprietor in 2019, almost 5 years ago now, as the new year becomes. And I retired, I believe it was, I don't even recall, I believe it was July of last summer. I'm pretty sure it was in pretty much immediately after the 4th of July, give or take on the day. And I had 15 years in a biotech lab at that point in time, and I had done all of these, and believe me, emphasis on all, supplemental income jobs to maintain. So I could put back into the business as a sole proprietor, pardon me, the advertising budgets and all that kind of foolishness, which isn't foolishness, it's necessary evils. And I actually turned a profit. I actually turned a profit in my first short amount of time doing it. You know, not big bags of cash, but I turned a profit. And the business was actually going in the right direction. And for all the reasons I talked about, it was the weight of the commodity, mostly kelp in 50-pound bags, weight, and for a while, multiple packages thereof, and then also direct ship and so on and so forth. And then I was also trying to be the wherewithal and had all these products I was trying to self Chip and what and South Store are right in my little 1,000-square-foot condo, which I've talked about before as well. So I'll be blogging about all of those subjects, the guests, their books, the upcoming guests, the subject matters that we will be talking about, and then post their appearances, the subject matters that I'll continue to talk about, because I'm trying to interact and work with more of my guests and get that reciprocity. Speaking of my friend Byron Messina, he may come through. He's going to be up for his fourth appearance soon. I believe it's October 20th or something, without having it in front of me, in just a couple of weeks for the fourth appearance. I had the French guy on a couple of times. My title for him, I called him the French bread man. And he's a great guy. Great sense of humor. Took it in stride. He's actually a French teacher online. And my friend Angel, he's so busy with his own podcast, not that Byron isn't, but I'm sure Angel hasn't had the opportunity, Angel Prieto, to come through. But Angel, if you can come through, hello. I talked about my friend Tim Doyle over in China. I'm a recipient of his newsletter. He's been on my show. I listened into his shows. We got to get Tim back on the show, but I talked about him in one of my episodes. So, in my blogs, and we'll close this out in another 5 minutes. God bless you all. Stay with me. In the blogs, we'll talk a lot about medicines that we're going to have in the, and definitely the integrity. They got to be strong. They got to be clean. The foods. It's semi-challenging, but we have good sources and people that have already been doing that for a while. And goodwill, willing, and the creep don't rise with the world events. No fear. Reality. It's, you know, we're going to have to batten down the hatches, literally and figuratively. We've seen that happen. We may have to this weekend in Maine. I don't think it's, severe storms, but we're going to get some heavy rains. And yeah, so, I mean, it happens and it is happening. So we got to prepare for all of that. And so we're going to be talking about medicines at the blogs a lot. The guests, their topics, their books, their wares, pre, during, before my workouts for geriatrics. I'm working on the videos. I got some videos coming back up to coincide with the nutrition elements of it. We'll be going back to some free weight exercises, resistance bands, routines that we've talked about many times, breathing, revisiting that. I'm going to talk about the Power Buster self-contained tool that goes back a ways, a baseball bat and a basketball, on how you can improvise for those that don't have equipment or what have you. I'll get back to my non-ambulatory friends and or whatever reason that you're seated, you're obese, you can't get out of your seat, you've got your workstation, you're trying to exercise, whatever reason you're seated. Well, you're a beat-up old man, and you're tired, and you just got done doing your exercises, and you might crank out a couple more while I'm seated. I'm goofing around. So I'll see you at the shows. That's mostly to try to get out what I'll also be talking about, mercury poisoning, one of the reasons that I am all around the corral, and that's okay, too. So I'll see you at the shows. That'll be a blog talk subject. And I'm looking to get expertise in all of those subjects that I'm going to be blogging about to enhance my guest list, even though I'm booked into next year, because one of my New Year's resolutions, as it becomes at year end, I'm going to go back to full bore of doing my own gig with no aspersions whatsoever on Podmatch. They've been excellent. They are excellent. I talked them up. I've been successful. I'm about to welcome my 114th and or 15th tomorrow. And then so on, subsequently booked out. If they all come according to Hoyle, Podmatch-wise, and they won't, in closing, because of cancellations, lives, all of it. But that would be some 175-ish at that juncture in the Podmatch arena. So by the end of this calendar year, when I'm going to take a little break there, I probably will be in the neighborhood of 150 podcast guests. And I already surpassed my goal of welcoming 100 this year. I did that in early August, I believe. And that's all attributable to Podmatch. It's been wonderful for me. So we'll talk about all of those subjects, and I'll see you at the shows, and continue to pay it forward. And thank you again for your support. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace. One last thing, because it's right in front of me, and I almost forgot. Bobby Aldridge, one of my shows, check it out. We'll be talking about squatting, and yep, that's squatting, but squatting exercise-wise, and why bad knees in Western culture, because we only squat for that reason at an angle. He had one of these bottles, and I was, lo and behold, I was going to find mine. It was buried in my warehouse, but I'll talk about hydration, water, and how you can time yourself during the day. Small sips several times. Try to give yourself 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10, 11, 12, so on and so forth, gradiated that way. That way you'll balance your pH. And if you balance your pH, you'll do everything humanly possible to ward off just about any disease. And there's proven results on that with cancer. It cannot penetrate your body if your pH balance is balanced. Okay, bye-bye for now. And if you are still there, I almost lied. It's 20 minutes, but I said 25 in the opening. I'll see you at the shows. Thank you, everybody. Peace.